When demand for Boeing's most popular aircraft, the 737, soared in 1997-98, the production system created a bottleneck. Compounding this problem, Boeing was in a fierce price war with rival Airbus in the commercial sector, and it was re-engineering its primary production processes while trying to keep down production costs. Aviation customers make purely economic decisions. They know the maintenance and fuel costs of their existing fleet, and aircraft manufacturers have to bring in a plane that will lower their costs. If you do, you'll replace old aircraft. If you don't, nobody will buy. Boeing's challenge, to design better and better aircraft while paring its production costs, could be met only with new processes and new ways of using information technology, the adoption of the web work style from start to finish. The design of a new airplane or spacecraft is a huge integration task. Each vehicle is structurally complex to begin with. Then, propulsion systems, air conditioning, electrical systems, hydraulic systems, avionics, and other systems are added. The biggest debate is territorial. What systems get to go through the many restricted spaces? Digital tools enable Boeing engineers to see something as simple as whether the electrical and hydraulic designers both ran lines through the same hole, to something as complex as the overall design of the new International Space Station, which will not be physically brought together until it is assembled in space. Digital tools make it possible to solve multidimensional, multivariable problems, such as determining the structural impact of extreme heat and cold, by bringing together a variety of experts who understand their own piece, but not necessarily others. The work to be done remains complex. It's not as though you can push a button and get great aircraft design. Digital tools enable engineers to see conflicts and begin the discussions by asking the right questions. A new digital process will also drive Boeing's entire production chain, from obtaining raw materials, engineering the parts, defining the airplane, and machining the parts to controlling configuration and assembly. The new system, which 25,000 employees are already using, provides a single source of product data in place of 13 independent systems. The goal is for all 100,000 manufacturing employees to use it. What makes Boeing's efforts unique is the degree to which it plans to integrate digital data from end to end, including integration with its partners, and the sheer scale of the intellectual and manufacturing processes that it is digitizing. The company already operates the largest web-based parts ordering system in the world, and is using digital tools to bring together virtual teams, such as its collaboration with Lockheed Martin on the new F-22 fighter. All told, Boeing believes its efforts will cut 30% to 40% of its production costs. Networked PCs are central to Boeing's plan for information flow throughout the company. When the 777 was designed with the computer-aided design application known as CATIA, 8 mainframes in the Puget Sound area and several more in Japan, Canada, and other locations in the United States supported 10,000 specialized workstations used by designers and manufacturing engineers to define and manufacture the airplane. Technology being implemented in the near future will allow access to the data from anywhere via a PC. Even customers will be able to access some data, getting a custom CD of all the parts and systems for the planes they purchased. CEO Phil Condit offers a bit of tough advice to other manufacturers facing the question of how and when to go digital. If you're going to go digital, you have to go digital all the way. If you try to maintain the old paper system and a new digital one, you'll have a lot of non-productive effort and cost. People won't really be committed, and everyone will simply default to using the old system. Part of the go-ahead is an act of faith, and part of it is trust in the people who've designed the new system. But you have to make the tough decision and take away everyone's crutches. In a lot of industries, the proper use of digital information may be the only way for a company to differentiate itself from the competition. In high-tech businesses, digital information is the only way to drive new breakthroughs. In order to define and solve knowledge problems that have not been tackled before, Big wins require big risks, and a digital nervous system to maximize the chance for success. More broadly, how these companies integrate digital tools is an excellent template for how all companies, large and small, will use the web work style to manage their work in the future. These companies are trading information for time and risk. Part 4. Bring insight to business operations. Develop processes that empower people. A business has the equivalent of autonomic processes, the basic human processes such as breathing that keep us alive. One autonomic process in a business is the function that defines the company's reason for being, its manufacturing process, for example. This function has to be as efficient and reliable as the beating of a heart. A second kind of autonomic process in business is administrative, the process of receiving payments and paying bills and paychecks, for instance. The administrative processes are as essential to a business as breathing. If the basic operational processes of your business fail, your company fails. Because the basic operational processes are so important and so expensive, most big companies began to invest heavily in automating them for efficiency years ago. But too often the operational processes would be automated in isolation, each independent of the other processes in a company. Overall efficiency would be decidedly suboptimal. Until recently, for instance, in the manufacture of some aircraft parts, only 10% of the original metal actually ended up on an aircraft. The manufacturing process had been optimized at many individual stages along the way, rather than as a whole. There was an enormous amount of designed-in waste. I talk about business operations such as financial and other administrative systems elsewhere in this program. In this section, I focus on production processes. An automated production process is necessary, but not sufficient, if a company is to be competitive today. A good digital nervous system can help you develop your line employees into knowledge workers, transforming your company's core production processes into a competitive advantage. First, you need to use information technology to better understand the inner workings of the process itself in order to make it both more efficient and more responsive to changing circumstances. Entergy Corporation of New Orleans, for example, has increased the uptime and profitability of its fossil fuel and nuclear power plants with a new graphical process control system that enables plant operators to more finely tune plant efficiency and analyze performance trends in real time. Operators can actually peer inside the generating systems to understand precisely how the machinery is functioning and determine whether a minor repair or an adjustment today might save an expensive repair and extended downtime later. An intelligent PC-based scheduling system ensures that the highest priority items are repaired first. The process control system actually shows operators the cost of reduced efficiency. If the boiler temperature is 10 degrees lower than it should be for optimal production, for instance. By attaching a dollar figure to operational parameters, Entergy is turning its operators into business people, giving them the information they need to run their units efficiently and a lot more responsibility to make decisions. And because production costs for Entergy's plants are available to corporate staff electronically on a minute-by-minute basis, the company can improve its profits by moving power production constantly to those units that are delivering the most cost-efficient energy. Then you need to be able to extract data from your production processes to inform other business systems. The Stepan Company, which produces surfactants, the active agents used in most cleaning products, has developed a state-of-the-art process control system that has tripled the plant's output and saved the company millions of dollars through more efficient use of its equipment. But the extraordinary efficiency gains are not as valuable to Stepan as the flexibility of its process control system in meeting changing customer orders, and the foundation the system provides for integration with the company's other business systems. Stepan has used its PC infrastructure to build all the necessary hooks to allow management to incorporate production data